This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Dueling farm bills, plenty of the till, no agreement. Colin Peterson speaks, and Bonnie quizzed on SAF. A lot of details, but farm bill standoff remains. We know a lot more about where the House and Senate are headed on their respective farm bills, but we don't appear to be anywhere closer to a breakthrough in the partisan impasse. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson released a broad summary yesterday of what's going to be in the bill the panel will consider on May 23rd. Later in the day, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow released a much more detailed 94-page section-by-section summary of her bill called the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act. Now, keep in mind, it's hard to compare the two bills due to the lack of detail in Thompson's summary, and Stabenow hasn't released the actual text of her proposal either. There are plenty of potential flashpoints, including their treatment of conservation programs and nutrition title. Stabenow's bill would make conservation programs permanent, exempting from the need for reauthorization. She also wants to impose a $700,000 adjusted gross income limit for commodity program payments on individuals and legal entities. Thompson's bill would include provisions to prevent states from regulating animal welfare outside their borders. By the way, Thompson had this to say to reporters who asked about Stabenow's bill. "I have not gotten a chance to read it yet. I am meeting with her next week. I'm told by one group that met with her and looked at it that it was completely different from what we're doing, but I'll make my own judgment." Stabenow, no plan to move bill. Stabenow's not scheduling committee action on her bill. She said it's intended instead as a starting point for negotiations. What she didn't say is that her draft also gives Democrats of the House and the Senate a bill to rally around, some political cover, if you will, as House Republicans try to peel off some Democratic votes in committee. "I think there'll be broad Democratic support for this," Stabenow said of her bill. Thompson insists that rural Democrats are taking a political risk if they oppose his bill. Quote, "Well, there's a lot of folks that are not going to win re-election, honestly, because you don't want to be from a farm country or of either party and vote against this farm bill." Peterson, Republicans are wasting their time. Former House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota told AgriPulse Noah Wicks yesterday that neither proposal can win bipartisan support. He doesn't think Thompson's bill will advance beyond the Ag Committee, leaving the impasse to linger. He said, quote, "You need to understand there are no farm districts left on the Democratic side. That's the problem. There are no members that are in districts where the farm vote is enough to make a difference in their elections," he said. Peterson says it's still possible a bill could pass in the lame duck session at the end of the year, depending on the outcome of the election. But he adds, "If I had to guess, by the end of the year, we're probably looking at another one-year extension." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Top USDA official quizzed on SAF. Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Programs, used a House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee hearing yesterday to defend the administration's new rules for a tax incentive for sustainable aviation fuel. The rules require corn and soybean farmers to use a bundle of climate-smart practices, including cover crops and no-till. Bonnie was asked whether the next set of rules for a broader tax credit called 45Z takes effect in 2025 would be less restrictive. He said USDA would be working with the Treasury Department to, quote, provide more flexibility, more opportunities for crops to qualify for the incentive. At the end of the day, it's Treasury's rule. We're heavily engaged. Spuds win. Agriculture Department takes a side. A Maine senator is declaring victory in potato state lawmakers' fight to keep potatoes classified as a vegetable after winning support from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Senator Susan Collins, the Maine Republican, says Vilsack told her in a phone call that the agency, quote, will officially support keeping potatoes classified as a vegetable, not a grain, when it comes to the next edition of dietary guidelines. But dietary guidelines are not solely under USDA's jurisdiction. Collins said she had not heard on the matter from the Department of Health and Human Services, which shares jurisdiction. USDA study finds no H5N1 presence in beef. Samples of ground beef from stores in states with known H5N1 infections in dairy herds tested negative for the virus, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced yesterday. The results from tests of 30 ground beef samples, quote, reaffirm that the meat supply is safe, the agency said. USDA is still checking muscle samples for cold dairy cattle for the presence of virus particles. White House climate advisor, U.S. has enough critical minerals for EVs. The United States has enough critical minerals to support the surge in electric vehicle production that will be needed to meet the Biden administration's climate goals. That's the word of White House climate advisor Ali Zaidi. He told reporters at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch event on Wednesday. You look at the Salton Sea, for so long left out of economic opportunity, he said, of the water body in Southern California. We believe there's lithium supply there, potentially for the whole nation, maybe more. And it's a supply that we think can be extracted in a very non-disruptive way. By the way, Zaidi asserted that the 40B SAF rules, quote, really put wind in the sails of sustainable aviation fuel. Well, here's today's He Said It. Doesn't need to be this way. The problem is Pat Roberts and I are not there. If we were, we would get this worked out. That former House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota referring to the Senate Ag Committee Chairman when the 2018 Farm Bill was passed. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Malley.